Well, the industry's economic arguments about jobs are fairly sound, though, aren't they?
Not really. We've seen since the RFA was signed in 97, we've lost 1,000 jobs from manufacturing in forestry in Tasmania. There has been a doubling in the rate of woodchip exporting and a doubling in the rate of logging since the RFA was signed. So, of course, there have been a whole lot more jobs in the bush, in the actual forestry and logging activities. But in the things that matters for the Australian economy and the Australian community, which is jobs in processing, we've lost 1,000 since the RFA. And if you compare that to the West Australian government's strategy of halting old growth logging and putting in a transition strategy to a sustainable forest industry, they've only displaced about 500 jobs. That's a big dislocation, but they put the money into setting up the programs to facilitate proper transition, and generally the program has gone down very well and the sky has not fallen in. These are easy things to do to make the transition out of native forests of high conservation value and into plantations, and we just have to bite the bullet and do it. And it's obvious that the Tasmanian government, enthralled to a rampant industry, are not going to bite the bullet, and they basically need to be persuaded by federal intervention.
But Alistair, why are they failing to bite the bullet? I mean, it's all very well to say, you know, that they're not doing it, but why not? What's behind it?
Well, I think for mainland listeners, it's hard to convey the extent to which state governments of either Liberal or Labor persuasion are enthralled to the resource sector. And years ago it used to be hydro-industrialisation, now it's forestry companies and wood chipping. And the reality is that guns have basically proceeded with a highly successful strategy of aggregation of the forest industry over the last 10 years and are now the overwhelmingly dominant player in the industry in Tasmania, and they have utter dominance of the political environment here. It's very frustrating political climate to work in as a conservationist working for an organisation that's committed to engagement with formal processes and engagement with government.